I'm prepping myself. I'm getting ready. I'm hyping myself up.
Okay, slap yourself a little bit. Mm.
It's like a cold shower.
Okay, I'll be right back.
Hold on, be right back.
Give me 10 minutes.
No, you have to bring the mic into the bathroom.
Welcome to the Glitches and Gearheads Shower Podcast.
How cool would that be for a podcast concept? And we'll call it, Can You Pass the Soap?
Don't drop the soap.
Don't drop the soap.
Can you pass the soap? Why do you guys got to take it that way?
That's actually pretty good. It's going to be really annoying to listen to.
It would be, yeah. But three showers.
We can do like a old Roman shower where like we're all in the same building, but we're in bathing suits. So that we're not actually naked. we're just standing in the same shower.
Well, in Rome, they don't wear bathing suits.
They were naked.
Yeah. But they wear naked. All right. I'm ready. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Starting now. Are you guys ready for the Glitches and Gearheads podcast today?
I'm so ready.
I'm so ready.
Yeah, we got Corin.
Whoa.
And we got Jordan. And we got me. Whoa. we're ready for this podcast today, man. We got some cool stuff to talk about. We got some car stuff. We got some tech stuff. We got some game stuff. And that's literally all we do here.
Because that's what we do. It's literally in the title. Glitches and Gearheads.
Let's go.
Yeah, let's get a little serious just in the beginning.
All right, seriously.
Wow, really, you're going to kill my intro like that?
Yeah.
We worked hard on that.
Yeah, the intro's dead.
Yeah, the intro's dead. Okay, we got to be serious right now.
Everybody, moment of silence for the intro.
Get your serious face on.
Moment of silence for the intro. As of recently, the COVID-19 cases have been skyrocketing. So as a, public source of news and entertainment, I feel the need to say that, please, when you're outdoors, if you have to go to work or if you have to go to the store or whatever it may be, please wear your mask and please practice social distancing, because this thing is just not going away. And it's partly because of the people not following the rules, and it's really sucks for everyone else that is trying their best to follow the rules. So please just do your best to stay away from any family members that might be more susceptible to sickness, and make sure you're wearing your mask everywhere you go outside, and just practice safe and clean habits until this thing is over. Because
just be smart.
Follow local guidelines on it. I mean, follow the local guidelines. Take more caution than that, even.
Some local guidelines are not enough.
No.
So,
right.
You have to be your own judge of your, cleanliness when it comes to this, because it doesn't seem like many people are taking this seriously yet.
Just
the whole world is in shambles.
Just think about other people for like two seconds.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep. So that's pretty
right,
much
Jordan.
It. I don't
Topic
wanna,
time.
Yeah, I don't want to
move
it down
on.
Too much,
let's go.
So, Jordan,
all right.
Go ahead.
Hype back up. All right.
Watch out. He's got Rona.
Welcome back.
6 feet.
All right. We're back. Serious we're face back. Off.
Yeah,
topics
serious
time.
Face off.
All right. I got away. A few topics here. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Let's see.
You literally have three.
I
like all of them equally. Okay, so we were talking for quite a few weeks in a row about the Apple versus Epic war, and Apple having like their one set of rules that they have for basically everyone except for Amazon. They had their like deal with them where they charged less on the App Store. Mm-hmm. So last week, actually shortly after our recording, it was announced that I might have linked the wrong one on this one. But
how dare you?
Apple has changed their ruling a little bit as to how much they will charge various app developers. Let me see if I can find the article.
And that was last week as of like the 15th.
Yeah.
Man, this will probably come out like next week at the end of the week. So,
wow, way to just
fact checking mid episode. I know. Oh my God.
Flat on your face, Jordan. What's wrong with you?
Man, I picked the wrong topic. Okay.
Wow.
It's coming in the
loading
group chat. There you go. There you go.
These are those glitches that we're talking about, boys.
Okay, so normally their commission is 30% just across the board. That's what it was, except for Amazon. And that was basically Epic's whole thing, was they didn't want it to be 30%. 30% is, let's face it, a large cut, especially if you're a smaller developer. 30%,
yeah.
If you're a small developer, is a lot of your money. It's a lot of your revenue just cut going to a giant corporation that honestly doesn't need that cut that much, right? Mm-hmm. So now they're announcing a new program for any small business releasing apps on the App Store earning up to or less than $1 million per year. Instead of 30% commission, it'll be 15% commission.
Oh, wow.
So that's literally
half. That's a significant
half.
Amount.
Yeah, that's a pretty significant amount. And you got to wonder how much this was contributed by the whole Epic versus Apple war, right?
Yeah.
Did you see the comment from their CEO, though?
No.
They basically say, small businesses are the backbone of our global economy and the beating heart of innovation. We're launching this program to help small business owners to build the kind of quality apps our customers love. Like, they aren't even referencing the Fortnite.
So,
well, no, they're not going to reference that because they're not going to make it look like Apple won at all or Epic won at all.
But right. Epic didn't win. That's the thing.
That case is still going on. Yeah, and but this is only affecting people under $1 million.
Exactly.
Mark.
So this is just another slap in Epic's face that Apple's doing. They're like, okay, you want to try to tarnish our name? Well, we're going to make this program that is amazing for small business owners, but you're not a small business owner. So, you know, still screw you.
But
so basically, it's like it's another power move by Apple, I think.
I don't know, though. I don't think this would have came about had Epic not done what they did, though.
Oh, and yeah.
Let me say, I'm also not a huge Epic fan, but I like what they did against Apple. And
yeah, I agree with you. Yeah,
Epic
sure.
said multiple times, and again, this is probably just a PR thing, that a large reason of why they were doing what they did was because they don't like that even small app developers and small businesses were getting charged at 30%. Like
that's PR.
Epic can pay 30%. They can afford that 30% cut, right?
Oh yeah, easily.
Yeah.
But if you're a small dev making like 50,000, let's say if you made 50,000 a year, a 30% cut out of that, that's a large chunk of your profit.
Yeah. I don't know the exact numbers on that.
It'd be if you made 50,000. 30% cut, you'd only be left with 35,000. So you're paying 15,000.
Yeah, and apps aren't cheap to up, you know.
Yeah, it's not cheap. It's not easy. That's a lot of work to keep those up to date.
Yeah.
So Apple did lose in because they were trying to take down all of the apps or cease all future updates of apps developed with the Unreal Engine. The federal judge said, nope, can't do that. So they did actually like 100% lose that. And then they, I'm assuming it looks like, felt so pressured that they released this program. That's significant.
Wow. Yeah, that is significant.
It's
and
probably
do I think
something
that
for the court case just to give them a, look how good we are. We helped small businesses this year.
Yeah.
Sure, but even if it is just that, I mean, I don't think any small app developer is going to be like, oh, you just did this because. They're going to be like, thanks for the 15%.
Oh, right? Yeah. No, yeah, exactly. For sure. But when they go to court over this, you know, Epic thing, because think about it, probably, most likely, every one of these app developers that fall under this $1 million a year category that are now going to hit this 15%, the difference in what Apple is losing from that is going to be made back by continuing to charge Fortnite or Epic the 30%.
Because well, they allow them back on the App Store because they're still
right.
They're still kicked off at this point.
Right, but I'm saying, because what is Epic just going to say, oh, we're not going to be on iOS anymore? That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
They're not gonna settle for that. They're gonna be like, oh, okay, we'll give you what you want so that you put us back on. Especially yeah. with the I rate mean, both, that people upgrade their phones. Both you're not gonna be able to re-download the app.
Yeah,
it's not like you can get
both companies can kind of claim victory though, in one sense or another here.
But who's the real loser in that Apple, case?
I mean, I guess Epic is the Epic, real loser.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, they also, sure, it's Apple good PR for them because they can be like, hey, we caused this to happen. And then people are like, yay, true. Epic.
But then they forget about them again in a month.
Yeah. I mean, sure, yeah. The next time there's an Epic Game Store exclusive, they're going to be like, oh, Epic Games bad.
All right. So I got something for you guys. We got Black Friday coming up in a week.
Or woo!
Not even a week.
A week?
Was that 4 days? Like
2 days. 4 days.
3 days. 3 days. My calendar is slow. I'm
your brain is slow.
My brain calendar is slow.
Yeah, my everything's just drugged together since.
Oh well, he does COVID use started. A Pixel, so your phone why. Is probably behind. Yep.
That's okay.
Hey, at I least my phone that. Company doesn't have a problem with Epic.
Well, they do though. Yeah. They also kicked them off their store.
Well, all right, whatever.
Go ahead.
Anyway, so I want to ask, what are you guys looking for on Black Friday?
Absolutely nothing.
Really? Nothing?
Nothing. No.
I mean, I'm probably not going to get anything because I'm poor, but I really do need a new keyboard and mouse.
Turbo kit.
Turbo kit.
Turbo
yeah,
kit.
You just got that. Oh, did you ever update us or did everyone else on what happened with your car?
Because I thought you said I did last week, but I might not have.
I think
we'll
did.
Just recap real fast.
So about the being rear-ended deal, the guy decided to go through his insurance, which is fine. And the, what was it? Almost a week ago, a little over a week ago. I'm bad at days, so don't hold me to that. But I got a check to cover the damages. So that was good. And so far, I have purchased a new set of headlights because the stock ones suck terribly. Yes. Like you
did
can't
you get
see
cheap
more than
ones.
They were like $115.
Were they from Amazon?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, they're like the
and
ones
they're RGB
putting Jeeps.
Yep.
Yeah, that's cool.
But they just came in today, so I'm excited about that to put those in, and then. I bought my wife a blow-off valve for her new Veloster. She got a 2015 Hyundai Veloster.
Turbo.
And, yep, turbo. And then I got all new hoses for the Miata. I bought my new finish panel, and I bought my new taillights. Or well,
oh, geez,
used,
you bought a new finish panel?
Used.
Too?
Sorry.
Was that ex- was
from
that
a friend's part out. I have a buddy who's parting out his Miata.
Oh, okay.
I bought his finish panel and his taillights. And also his windshield wiper motor, because mine started going out.
Nice.
So I got that stuff.
Was there anything like actually structurally wrong or no?
No. It was all cosmetic.
Okay. Because you thought that there might have been something with like your rear suspension or your...
Yeah, it checked out fine when we had it looked at. Car probably just needs an alignment still, though. But yeah, structurally everything was good.
So you have enough left over for a turbo kit?
I have enough left over to get most of a turbo kit. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
So like I think I'm just going to buy pieces and piece one together myself.
I will say though, I think going for a turbo kit now is not the best thing to do. I think you need wheels and tires and
that's better suspension. Another thing I'm looking for. Yeah. At the same time,
Get those things, yeah, turbo kit is probably the next thing I would get too.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well, I think exhaust, I'm just gonna start to get a new exhaust. Yeah.
I'm thinking I might make an exhaust.
Yeah, straight pipe.
Because I have the welder, so I might just make an exhaust. I don't know if I want to straight pipe it, just because if I do that, it's going to sound really raspy.
Just,
I'm going to probably do a resonator, at least.
Yeah, yeah. Do long tube headers with a...
Why? Why bother? If I'm going to turbo it, I have to get rid of the headers anyway when I turbo it.
Oh, true.
Because you need a different exhaust manifold.
Yeah, never mind.
So I think I'm just going to leave it how it is performance-wise right now and start buying the parts for the turbo setup.
Hmm.
So then little by little, I'll acquire pieces here and there.
That's awesome.
So.
Well, yeah. Speaking of turbo, I know last week we...
hold on. I'm going to post on our Instagram, and I want to know... At that point, it'll probably be past Black Friday, but I want to know what you got for Black Friday. So throw that in the comments on that post.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Last week, we were talking about the Mazda 3 Turbo. And
right.
How we were all, you know, low-key.
Sad about it not being a Mazda Speed.
Yes, that. But also kind of impressed with Mazda coming out with this. Now, I haven't seen anything on the 6-speed manual of this car yet, because I don't know if they even have it out. But I did see a video. They lined up a CVT WRX, which in my opinion doesn't even count as a WRX.
Sorry.
No.
You just said something terrible.
Then they lined up the WRX, the Mazda 3, and a Golf R. And the Golf R, I was kind of surprised that they were putting it up against these cars. But anyway, so they lined up and they did a dig. They did not allow the Golf R to use the launch control for obvious reasons, because the other two cars didn't have it. But the Mazda took the jump a car and a half before.
Well, it's got all-wheel drive also.
Well, yeah, Golf R.
So does
they're all all-wheel drive.
Yeah, that's true. Never mind. I take back anything I was saying.
Yeah, so the Mazda had a pretty significant launch, and it got like a car and a half before the Golf R started reeling it in. And then at the very end of like the quarter, the WX was right on its tail, but the Mazda still won. And then in the roll, it was a 30 roll, the Golf R still won, but then the Mazda took a significant win over the WX. Which the CVT WRX is, I mean, who cares about that anyways?
So they were all the automatic versions though. None of them were.
Yeah, they're all the automatic.
Version.
Well, it was the DSG for the
right
the Golf,
but it was still the automatic.
Yeah.
Version, not a 6-speed or stick shift or whatever.
Mm-mm, no, they're all automatics. So it was pretty cool to see. I mean, that this is, you know, up there with the, you know, the other hot hatches. And the other, you know, turbo all-wheel drives. So I'm excited to see, like, what people do to this car once they get it. And what kind of mods that's going to be done. Because as of now, I don't think there's many cars, Mazdas out there that have the SkyActiv engine that people are modifying. So I'm very curious to see how they modified the new SkyActiv engines. So, I mean, I'm just excited
for that. That'd be cool.
And the car looks, on top of that, the car looks really good too. But Another thing I want to talk about car related is the 2022 BRZ, which is looking like everything I wanted in a BRZ. It's I'm going to send you a link real fast. That will give us the specs.
Why isn't the link already in
because the freaking doc? I didn't do it, okay?
Yeah, because you're slacking. You got them
just as fast. But this thing looks crazy.
It looks like a Porsche.
Kind of, right?
It looks a lot like a Porsche.
So that's the 2022 BRZ is going to be naturally aspirated. It's going to have a 2.4 instead of the previous model 2.0. It's going to be naturally aspirated with the it's going to have 228 horsepower and 184 foot-pounds of torque.
Oh.
Which is a pretty good bump up from the previous generation, which was 205 and 156.
Yeah, that's a good little chunk for a smaller car like that.
Yeah, and it's all the suspension is upgraded, the wheels, the aero.
It looks good.
The whole car is redesigned.
It just gives me a very Porsche vibe.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a Subaru. It gives me track vibes. And it kind of looks like a smaller, more futuristic like 350 or 370 with the swoop in the back. You know what I mean?
Right.
But then on top of that, of course, everyone's like, oh, well, is there going to be an STI model? And the developers over at in Japan are like, I'm not going to say no, but I'm not going to say yes either. So there is possibly going to be an STI model of the BRZ, which would be fitted with a turbo. And that I'm excited for that. But knowing Subaru, we'll probably never get it anyways. So,
right. Yeah. But I mean, interior, it looks like a BRZ. It looks the same as it always has.
Mm-hmm.
Outside though, it doesn't look like a BRZ anymore. It almost like the rear end looks like the new Supras, mm-hmm. and the front end, like the side profile, just gives me the vibe that it's a Porsche. Like the front bumper, that's a Porsche style front bumper.
But I mean, the lines are nice. I mean,
no, it does not look bad. That's not what I'm saying. It just does not look like a Subaru.
Okay, yeah, I could see that. I could see that for sure.
So,
but then again, the BRZ didn't really look like a Subaru anyway.
Yeah, it always looked a little off from the rest of their lineup.
Yeah,
I guess. Yeah. So, I mean, it was also shared with Toyota and Scion and whatever. But
yeah. But I mean, this along with the 2022 Miata, I mean, these are going to be really, really fun cars to get. But that's what I had. I was really excited for the BRZ.
Nice. That's pretty cool. I can't wait to see what they actually do with that.
Yeah. I can't wait till it comes out. I might have another car payment, which uh-oh. I don't want. But
okay, let's be real. This car is going to come out and it's going to be like 40 grand. So
you think
I don't think any of us are going to be in danger of trying to get one right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I mean, look at the current BRZ.
No, like, yeah, the
current Subaru. BRZ is what, 30, 34?
No, it's 31.
Oh, 31?
Okay. 31 is the top model.
Okay, BRZ. So the base model of the BRZ is 29.
28.
Starting at 29.
28, 29.
So it'll probably be about 35 for the new one.
You think it's going to go up that much?
That much, it's five that's grand for much. A full new redesign.
Yeah, I guess.
I mean,
I don't know how they price cars, honestly.
Well, let's see. The 2019. How much was the 2019? 2019 was 25.7.
Mm-hmm.
The 2020 is 28.8. So it went up $3,000 just from one model year, and they looked the same. There's no physical appearance change. So, I mean,
Are you sure you're not looking at the TC model?
2019 Subaru BRZ. The base model was $25,795 for 2019.
Okay.
The 2020 BRZ starts at $28,845.
Huh.
So, I mean, it's not looking like there's going to be much of a hard time believing that it'll be, you know, 35 grand or yeah. close to it at least.
Which isn't like that much for.
No, it's that really kind not for what it is. No. I mean, look at the current Miata. It's like, isn't that like 30 grand?
The current Miata Miatas are ridiculous.
Yeah, 26.5 for the base model of the new Miata or the newest Miata that's out there.
So, which also looks like it looks really cool. I love the MDs.
Okay.
So what you don't like? Then. You don't like the NDs?
I don't know, man. It's not my favorite style.
Really? To me, it looks like a mini Supra.
No.
What?
No.
That's not my favorite, but it's all right.
No.
Yeah.
All right. So my turn. We're gonna go to Super Mario Bros. 3 as the most expensive game ever sold at auction.
Me and Mario.
A sealed copy of the game was sold at auction for a whopping $156,000.
What?
Yeah, that.
Breaking the record for the most expensive video game ever sold.
That checks out.
Yeah, it's Nintendo. Yeah, what I mean,
Nintendo fans, and I say this as someone who really likes pretty much all Nintendo games. Nintendo fans are crazy.
I have no problem with Nintendo fans at all. That's perfectly fine. But $156,000 for this game?
I mean, obviously, mind you, whoever buys it's a collector's item.
It's completely sealed in the original packaging.
Like, no one's ever
been
opened,
never been touched.
Yeah.
No, it's. I mean, it was the highest graded cartridge ever to be put up for public option. So, I mean.
Wow.
That's pretty insane to me.
That's nuts.
Like, I look at an app on the App Store and I'm like, oh, $3?
I know,
that.
Right? Like, I debated for about a week spending $15 in a game that I was having so much fun in. I was like, do I do it? I don't know. I can't. And I was finally like, okay, I'm going to do it. I don't buy stuff for myself often. I'm going to do it. And this dude's over here just like, yeah, a game I'm never going to ever actually buy or
I'm just
going to
buy this game that's
just
going to
sit on my shelf. $150,000, whatever.
Yeah.
I don't have to pay rent. I live with my parents.
Let's see. The previous record was also held by a Nintendo game.
Yeah.
Super Mario Bros., which is $114,000 in July.
Wow.
So, I mean,
that's crazy. Nintendo's
got the market cornered there for I guess auctioned games.
For collector's items.
Collector's games, I guess we should say.
Yeah.
So that's pretty interesting.
I mean, like, that is one of those games that even people who don't play games, like, if you say the word Mario, they know what you're talking about, right? It's probably the most well-recognized game franchise.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
All right,
so I have a... Oh,
nope.
You're going to go?
Rock, paper, scissors? I guess we can't really do that.
All right, just you count off, Devin, and we'll just have to yell something.
Okay, all right, let's do this. Ready? I'll do rock, paper, scissors, and on shoot, you guys yell out. Ready?
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Rock. What?
They both said rock. They both said rock.
You said when you said shoot.
Yes.
So, like, as you say shoot, we say what we want?
Okay, you know what? I'm not going to say shoot this time. I'll just say rock, paper, scissors, and when I finish saying scissors, you guys shout, okay?
Okay.
Is that easier? Is that less confusing for you guys?
Yeah.
Okay. Rock, paper, scissors,
rock.
They both rock. All right, let's go. Rock, paper, scissors,
rock. Oh my god.
So In the event of a tie, the judge rules. I'm going to go next.
Oh, no.
All right. So we got the McLaren Artura. It's McLaren's new
V6 hybrid supercar.
We lost.
You both lost.
Why couldn't you say paper?
Why couldn't you say scissors? I said paper.
All right. We're going to talk real quick about the McLaren Artura. It's the name of the new V6 hybrid supercar by McLaren coming in 2021.
Okay.
It's got a full EV road driving mode and a twin turbo V6.
Ooh.
You guys are bummed out just because of the rock, paper, scissors thing. I can feel
it.
Yeah.
I'm not into it anymore.
The one thing I will say, I mean, it looks like every other McLaren.
Mm-hmm. It looks like a McLaren.
They just have a stamp at the McLaren factory when they're like, all right, what's our next car going to look like? They're like, well, we know that answer. They just pull out the stamp and there it is.
Yeah, they just like kind of change one line a little bit to make it slightly different.
Yeah.
Which, like, I guess if it's not broke, don't fix it, right?
Right. But the thing is, it's looking more and more like a Ferrari 488.
They've always looked pretty dang close.
I mean, they had more of a rounded butt before. Now they have like a very, I don't know how to describe it other than it just looks like a Ferrari. Except the front. Everything looks like the Ferrari except the front end.
I mean, the front end looks like, I can't think of the model offhand, but there is a Ferrari that has almost that exact same front end.
Yeah, it is very similar. Mind you, with the way that they have the decal on there, the wrap on there, it's a little hard to clearly see all the body lines, but
it looks like one of those optical illusion things.
Right, but you can still do that? Because they don't want pre-release, you know, photos like this where you can easily recreate what it looks like and know in advance. It's so that like helicopters and stuff that are trying to sneak a peek can't or have a hard time doing it. But it is pretty cool. I mean, it's just another McLaren at this point, which looks exactly the same, but it is hybrid. So they are kind of touching into that EV market now.
Yeah, that's true. I will say one thing though. When you're going these supercars or, you know, up into the hypercars, there's not a lot you can do with the body of the car because a lot of these cars are made, they're made with aero in mind.
Like,
so it's like
they've kind of figured out what it has to look like at this point.
Yeah. So if you want your car's aero to be top notch, it kind of has to look a certain way. So, I mean, when you think about it that way, it's like, okay, they probably nailed the aero on the car, so why change it?
Yeah. You know what I mean? They're like, this works. So. This like cuts through the air like butter. Yeah, why would we do something that's not going to do that?
Yeah, it took us this long to get here. Why would we immediately change it?
Yeah.
Right. So. No, I mean, they do have a formula, and they pretty solidly stick to it, it seems. And it works for them. I mean, it's also kind of like a brand recognition type thing, because a lot of the, you know, Lamborghinis have that same front bumper look. The Ferraris have the same style look. They're definitely tweaked a little more than the McLaren is, but it's still, you know, you see that car, and regardless of if you know what model it is, you know it's a Lamborghini, a Ferrari, a McLaren, whatever.
It's PR.
And on that note, I saw a Porsche Taycan on the way home today.
Ooh.
A white one. And it was really freaking fast.
Nice.
Okay. Also, I'm probably like way behind though, but I was watching Grand Tour recently on Amazon Prime, and I got through all of it up to like what's currently released, and I was like, man, I want to watch like old episodes of Top Gear, and then I saw that there's all the old episodes of Top Gear on Prime. Like,
what?
Do you guys know this?
No.
Yeah.
They have a Motor Trend app, and it's like $10 a month or $8 a month. And it's got all of the Top Gear except for the newest one, the newest series.
And you can even watch like most of it even without that, just with a Prime.
Yeah.
Right. But yeah, because they have like all the specials and everything on Motor Trend channel.
So for those of you who are listening, if you didn't know, you can watch a lot of old episodes of Top Gear going all the way back to season one on Amazon Prime. Wow. I don't think you can get season one without that Motor Trend thing. I think the earliest episode or season you can get is season two. But that's when James May comes on anyways. So,
All right.
One more rock, paper, scissors for the next topic.
All right.
Okay. If there's not a decision, I will pick the next person and it won't be myself.
Okay.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Rock. Scissors. Dang it.
Oh, yes.
Corn goes.
I win. Okay. Actually, I want Jordan to go because mine is like
serious.
All that. Jordan, mine's like I want you to talk about Cyberpunk.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Since Devin was also thinking about talking about this,
I was also going to talk about that, but
let the record show I won rock paper scissors.
You did. You have that satisfaction, Devin. Corin is the rock paper scissors king. Everyone bow down.
He is the official current reigning grand champion of rock paper scissors on the Glitches and Gearheads podcast.
The next person to win gets that title, though. You don't keep it for life.
No, okay. It's got to be two wins because he's got the record currently.
Oh, okay. So it goes up once each time. Yeah. So then after that, three wins needs to take it.
Right.
We are going to lose track of that.
Yes, I know.
Okay.
Someone that's listening, send us the keep us on track.
Okay, so I think it was last week that we were talking about Twitch and DMCA. It was either last week or the week before.
It sure was.
And all the crazy stuff that's happening with that and people getting banned, even though they have like deleted their VODs and are doing everything that they can to not get DMCA struck, they're still getting it sometimes and getting banned. So Cyberpunk, or rather CD Projekt Red, the creators of Cyberpunk, have said that they are going to include a streamer mode in Cyberpunk 2077 that will disable all copyrighted music so you cannot get copyright struck if you're a content creator and you're streaming or making YouTube videos or whatever for this game.
I have a question. How long is it going to be before Twitch starts striking people for showing the content of a game? The actual video content? Because that's where this is going.
I mean, that's kind of up to the publisher, though, because if there's not a copyright on the content...
Yeah, right now the only problem is DMCA.
Yeah.
And DMCA does not control visual stuff. They only control the audio.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
But the game has audio in it, they control that. Even if... Like, what if it's the actual... game's audio, like the game created then this soundtrack.
That's the studio's fault. That's the publisher's fault. They've copyrighted it.
Yeah.
Okay. Fair.
So Cyberpunk 2077 taking 20 billion years to come out actually is good right now because this is a pretty big move. I mean, for this game, because this game is coming out, it has a lot of anticipation, a lot of people wanting to play it. Yeah, now like it's going to be streamer friendly.
This has been getting talked about for so long. People are like, Cyberpunk 2077, and then the joke was like, not coming out till 2077.
I got another question though. So if they're at this stage where they can, you know, make this change, the game should already be ready to be released then.
Oh, it has been for a while, but they chose to delay it
in some areas
because of like COVID stuff, and then there was some stuff that they wanted to tweak, and then I think that they saw this stuff going on, and there was some issues with crunch a little while back, maybe a month or so ago, where some of the people working at CD Projekt Red were saying that they were working like 6 or 7 days a week for like 12 hours a day. And I guess CD Projekt Red decided that they wanted to slow down a little bit and not have that happen. Because that's a pretty big problem in the gaming industry right now.
Yeah, overworking.
Yeah.
And underpaying.
But I mean, CD Projekt Red does have a cool thing where they... I'm pretty dang sure that this is how it worked. They actually, their employees get a percentage of the, like, how well the game does. The better the game does, the more the employees get paid. the more the devs get paid.
Hey, that's cool.
That, I mean, that's a pretty good incentive to make a good game.
Yeah.
It's also rumored that Keanu Reeves played the game and he did not think it was good enough, so they went back to the drawing board.
Yeah, John Wick was like, nope, not good enough.
Yep.
They had to add in John Wick's dog in the game.
Famous Fortnite character, John Wick.
Yeah, that's what he's from.
It's from The Matrix, actually.
Oh my god.
John Wick is in The Matrix?
Yeah. Based on Keanu Reeves.
Whoa.
The Matrix
was the chosen one. John Wick from The Matrix.
Whoa, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I gotta go back and read
it. Okay, I got a question.
So John Wick or Henry Cavill?
Well, it was John Wick played by Henry Cavill in The Matrix.
That looked like Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, it wasn't Keanu Reeves. That's a common misconception.
It was actually Henry Cavill with the body.
So who would win in a fight? Henry Cavill or Keanu Reeves?
I think the universe would explode.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
They would be too evenly matched.
Yeah, that's like when an unstoppable force meets an immovable object.
Yep.
So yeah, I guess.
Just talking about it, I could feel the energy ready to explode.
Yeah, so next topic. We gotta
change topic. Yeah. Right, I have a pretty interesting thing. This has nothing to do with tech, has nothing to do with cars, has nothing to do with anything but us.
So it has nothing to do with this podcast?
No, it has something to do with us. And I feel like, you know, at least one every episode, we should, you know, explain ourselves a little better and get to know our audience to know us better.
As so, people.
As Ooh. This question is,
I don't even want to know us. Why do they want to?
What's the worst physical pain you've ever been in?
My car got rear-ended once and I was sad. I'm kidding. That's not actually it.
I'll let you guys think because I know my answer. Oh, you did?
Yeah.
All
right,
Does it have something to do with a nail in your hand?
No, that was not anywhere close to the worst physical pain. That barely hurt at all.
Okay.
When I broke four bones in my foot and hairline fractured the growth plate on my foot.
Oh.
That was the worst physical pain I have ever had.
How did that happen?
Skateboarding.
Really? Yeah. I mean, like, more specifically, how the heck did he do that?
Like, the board, I came down from doing a jump, and the board kicked out from under me, and my foot landed on its side and just, like, crunched. I could hear the bones crack, and I, like, literally had to crawl and drag myself back into the house and go and get it x-rayed. And I was in a cast all summer. I think honestly, I was like 12 or something like that. Yeah, it sucked. I couldn't go camping. I couldn't go like do anything fun.
Oh, that's the worst. When you get injured as a kid, that sucks even more because then you can't do any other fun stuff. You kind of just have to stick around and let it heal.
But plus side, once I got the cast off, my dad took me and my best friend to Wisconsin Dells, which for those of you who might not know what that is, it's basically... Wisconsin Dells is a city. Basically, the entire city is a giant water park. Like, I'm not exaggerating. Look it up.
I don't remember going to a giant water park with you and your dad.
I didn't know you then.
You just said you and your best friend.
Yeah, well, you weren't my best friend when I was 12.
What?
You just didn't know he was.
I thought I was your best friend when you were 12.
Well, I'm sorry. I mean, you weren't my best friend. Universe.
I thought I was yours.
You know, it's funny. Actually, me and Devin were actually best friends when we were 12.
Yeah, not anymore. We kind of hate each other now.
Yeah.
It's, I hate the whole guy. Dynamics changed.
Yeah, that guy sucks. I would never do anything
like that. I am both Devin and Corin's best friend, but they are not my best friends. That was not...
Wait, what?
No,
you guys didn't hear that. That was for the listeners.
Oh, okay. What'd you say?
Nothing.
Okay. So I have mine. When I was... I think 15 or 16, I was riding my bike and it was dark, and across like the street where I lived, we had like this big empty parking lot, and just so happened I was riding my bike, you know, going fast, da, 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 and there was a patch of gravel and I didn't see it cause it was dark, and I went to go turn really fast to like whip out the end, like press the brake and like whip the tail out. But that's not what happened. My handlebars turned and hit me in the stomach, pinned my hand, and then my other hand was pinned just because of the way it was on the handlebars. I went face first into the ground. My right side of my face hit the ground first, and I didn't lose any teeth, but I remember hitting the ground, and then I immediately got up, and my dad was outside, like, just doing something, and I remember him saying, I was, like, spitting out globs of blood, and my dad was like, is there any teeth in there?
Typical dad. You
know, typical dad. And I went over, and, like, all my teeth are there, which was crazy. But I started blacking out, and, like I don't remember from the time I went to go walk across the street from when my parents had ice on my face, I didn't remember anything.
Oof.
And they said I was like asking weird questions because I guess we were remodeling my room and like I didn't know that we had started and like all this crazy stuff.
You had a concussion, dude.
But yeah,
that explains
you 100% had a concussion because that's what happened to me when I got my concussion snowboarding. Like everything that you're describing as far as like not remembering things from the last like week or so. Yeah, you had a concussion for sure. A frontal concussion.
But I didn't go to the hospital, nothing. I just had the ice pack. And then, but I fractured my jaw, which still impacts me today, which is really annoying. Like every once in a while, I'll go to like take a bite of a burger or like something that I have to open my mouth wide for and a click. It's literally bone
on the
bone.
Left side of your jaw.
Dude, my jaw clicks like that too. It's when I close down on my jaw though.
Mine's when I open my mouth. It's like it feels it basically is two bones just like if you like hold your fingers together and like let them go, that's basically what the bones are doing, and it makes excruciating pain, and then my mouth will click like nonstop. Every time I chew, it'll click and hurt for at least like 30 minutes.
I'd say be careful, don't open your mouth too large because your jaw might be more prone to getting locked open.
I've had that happen a couple times where my jaw got locked open.
Really?
That happened to my aunt, and the doctor had to like slam her jaw back closed.
It's almost like a cramp on like the joint of your jaw, and it's so painful.
It's muscle related or is it like bone related?
It can depend.
I think it's a little bit of both actually, but
wow.
Yeah.
I never thought about that.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, it happens to me every so often.
It was when my aunt was younger. I guess my mom said that she yawned really wide and her jaw just got stuck in that position and she couldn't close it. And they went to the doctor and he was like, all right, I'm going to have to slam it closed and it's going to hurt. So make sure your tongue isn't in the way.
Oh, man.
Thankfully, I didn't have to have that happen. I was able to close it myself.
Yeah, yours sounds more like a jaw spasm, like in the muscle.
Yeah, probably.
Which is probably still really painful.
Still not very fun. My worst pain, I honestly don't know.
Really?
Like, I really don't know what my worst pain was. Like, I remember, like, traumatic experiences, but, like, I can't remember which one hurt more, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like,
well, just say one. Just say
pick one.
So the... I guess the worst one, or at least the best sounding one, maybe, is I was, I don't know, probably like 11 or 12, and I went fishing with some people that we knew, and their dad like helped me get down onto some rocks that were like just off the side of the little pier, mm-hmm. and he's like, hey, don't move, the rocks are slippery, just stay still on there. I'm going to come down there and I'll help you guys get set up. And I was like, okay, first thing I do is I try to move.
Yeah, logically.
Naturally.
The rocks are wet and I slip and the rock goes up through my thigh and it's like maybe an inch away from my bone.
Like literally through your thigh?
Like impaled my thigh. Yeah. I have a big scar there. I think it was like 16 or 18 stitches or something. But they had to pull me up off of the rock because I couldn't get up on my own. Apparently what? Sharks came. So that was kind of neat, but they came after I had already left because like the dad took me to go to the hospital and the mom stayed with the kids to like, you know, not have some big fiasco going into a hospital.
Yeah.
But yeah, they stitched me up and I have this big scar on the back of my thigh from it.
I don't even remember that. I don't remember you telling me that.
I mean, I have the scars.
I mean, I believe you, but I just don't I don't ever remember, like, I can't remember a time when you were like in a cast or like.
I wasn't in a cast from it. It was just a bunch of stitches.
Yeah, they wouldn't do a cast.
And it was like I think it was like the week before summer vacation started.
That's always when it happens.
I couldn't do anything. I couldn't do anything for like a month and a half.
Yep.
Because like they were like, oh, you're going to pull your stitches out and it's going to be worse. And I remember that that hurt quite a bit, but I can't remember if that's like actually the worst pain I've had. Yeah, like most of my life I've been hurt on an emotional level. It's not really ever been physical.
Yeah, I did split my head open like I think it was 4 times before the age of 6 and had to have stitches.
Yeah, anything before like 8 doesn't really count. Yeah, you know what I mean,
I don't remember.
Your body heals. Well. Your body heals so good. Yeah. When you're that young.
Little kids are like Gumby; they just bounce right back.
Yeah. Yeah.
So if you see a little kid, just give him a toss.
Just give him a little kick, a little punt.
just a little toss.
They'll have something to talk about. Hold on. It builds
the Glitches and Gearheads podcast does not condone tossing or kicking or punching children. It's just not okay. Do not do it.
This is the lawyers now. We do not endorse kicking or hurting of children in any way.
Yeah, do not mess with children, please. In like, it's not okay.
Unless they deserve it.
No. Okay. I may or may not have dragged a child across a yard once, but this is still
now
not
permission to do that. Now you're just incriminating yourself.
Yeah, okay. Double jeopardy?
Well, if the police are listening and you need to get a hold of Devin from the Glitches and Gearheads podcast, this is his address. Okay.
And his phone number is...
And his social security number is...
No, hold on. All right. I got my recalls to do, and then we got to end it because we're coming up on an hour here.
Yeah. Go for your recalls.
So we got GM again, because GM is just doing so well lately with their quality, but it's not really their fault. It is more the Takata airbags, which was a big thing in Subaru recently. Mm. But GM is recalling 5.9 million of its SUVs and pickups between 2007 and 2014 model.
That's a big...
Over defective airbag inflators.
Wow.
So that covers pretty much like... Probably 60% of the SUVs that are out there. So that's, again, 2007 to 2014 model year. And that's the Cadillac Escalade, Chevy 1500, 2500, and 3500. The Chevy Suburban, Chevy Tahoe, GMC Sierra 1500, 2500, and 3500. As well as the GMC Yukon and Yukon XL.
So most
this
of the,
is your airbag
the
inflator.
Big SUVs, sounds like.
It's a serious deal. Go get it checked. Stay safe. It's not something to mess with.
Yeah.
Airbags, you don't think about them until you
have,
need them.
What was that?
You don't think about airbags until you need them, and then you actually want them. And you don't want them to malfunction.
Right. Then also, now this one's a pretty big one.
I can imagine you get in a car accident... And like the airbags deploy, but they just go and they're just deflated.
Like, oh man, I wish I'd listened to Glitches and Gearheads.
It's only funny until it happens.
Yeah. They warned me.
So this other one is also a pretty serious deal. Your most recent favorite supercar, or not supercar, but sports car, the Toyota Supra. And BMW Z4 are being recalled.
Your favorite Supra car.
Because of faulty welds.
Whoa. All right.
Faulty welds.
So, what years?
The 2019 and 2020.
Oh my which are goodness.
The only ones that are out so far of the new model of the Supra and Z4.
Quality.
But they have a recall campaign going on from BMW of North America.
That seems kind of important.
They're just saying it's a handful of cars, so it's not all of them.
How big of a handful?
Go ahead and reach out. Like, how big of a
like
handful?
Like a corporate-sized handful or like...
I don't know, man. I mean...
A handful of cars.
They claim that it may only be affecting 49 of the cars, but it also says a handful. So I don't know how many... I can't fit
49 cars in my hand.
I can't even fit one car in my hand.
What's
maybe
numeric
a toy car?
Number behind a handful?
Yeah. Is that a metric or... Is it imperial?
A metric handful.
A European handful.
But apparently...
If it's an American handful,
that's
you
big,
all better get
that's
your
all the cars.
Yeah.
That's all the cars. Right.
Yeah. So cars built between April 2019 and July 2020 potentially have faulty fuel tank welds, which could lead to leaks and a possible fire.
That's fine.
Wow.
So BMW will replace the fuel tanks on all the affected cars. They'll begin notifying customers in January, apparently. Why they're going to wait so long,
so,
I don't know. But if you do have a Z4 or a Supra, call your manufacturer, their customer service line, call your local dealer, ask them about the recall. Do it in advance before you get the thing in the mail. Because by the time you get the thing in the mail in January, it might be too late. You got a whole nother month to try to survive. And that's not cool.
I'm imagining
how
them.
Does that happen?
They're just sitting around the table. And they're
how
like,
did they get away with not?
We let people
how did
know
they get
about
away
this?
With not,
right now?
Yeah,
nah,
until January.
Wait till January. It's fine. It's fine. They'll be fine.
Like, there's going to be that one guy that listens to our podcast that has a new Supra. And he's going to be like, holy crap, I better go get this check. Because he's not going to get a notice till January.
Wow.
Like,
so we just saved a life.
What is that
we
about?
Saved a life.
We just saved a life.
Yeah. We just saved a life.
Glitches and gearheads, saving lives, one recall at
Since
a time.
Since 2020.
Hey.
Woo. Let's go, team.
All right. Well, I'm going to wrap it up here. We've been going on for an hour. We went over a lot of car stuff today.
Actually, yeah.
A lot of game stuff.
A lot of pain.
Yeah. So what's the title of this episode?
Yeah, no, that's
all right. So we got the title.
We didn't have the listeners will know because they'll have clicked on it. So whatever the title is, when you click on it, that's what it was.
Yep. All right. So that's been the Glitches and Gearheads podcast for this week. We love you all, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.